this song. Oh, my goodness. I got a Boston hat on right now. Big Red Sox fan here, me and my son. Oh, man, you know, I have to tell you something. I'm still new at this, and so I appreciate everybody. You're giving me a little bit of leeway here because you get a little word salad here as we're getting towards the break and we're up against the clock and all that. But I have to say thank you so much to Congressman Mark Pocan. His staff originally said we're going to give you 20 minutes, and they ended up staying for the whole show. So I cannot thank them enough. And like I said, I'm so glad he's on our side. Just a good, good person. So it sounds like a podcast with liberty and justice for some. Keep an eye on our socials and our pages and everything like that. Like our pages, like the Civic Media page, because you'll be stay up to date with all of our shows. And if you like what we got here, and hope you do. But yeah, we'll show his episodes and all of that, and hopefully have him back many times. And I want to switch gears. I learned a lesson this week, and I'm going to talk about it a little bit. So I own a business, and we use contractors. And contractors for like, we'll have people that do dents or rips in the seat. I own a car business and details and all that. And one of the contractors that we used was very tied closely to the previous owner of my business. And the previous owner was just like, he just not a super great person. And I bought this business, not this past August, but a year past. And I've been in the car business for a long time before. And I've had to spend the better part of a year and 5 months rehabilitating the reputation that we have because the previous owner just did not have a good one. And we had a contractor, I'm going to call him Brent. We'll say his name is Brent. And he was really tied in with the previous owner. And about, you know, a year ago, he saw a post that I made about Donald Trump being a terrible person, because he is. And he took exception to it. And not only did he take exception to that post that I did, he lost his ever-loving mind. And he said some insane things and accused me of not knowing what the hell I was doing and told me I was going to fail within a year and the previous owner was going to take over and just all this crazy stuff. Because he's, you know, dyed-in-the-wool Trumper, and that's kind of on brand there. And but the worst part about it is that he said, you know, he's this like little short guy with the ego the size of Texas, and he said that, you know, me and my boys, we run the car scene here in Green Bay. Like, number one, I guess, congrats, you know. And he said, you know, he's, we'll put you out of business, all that. And it's like, well, you know, if you and your buddies think you're like Al Capone or John Dillinger running the car business here in Northeast Wisconsin, and you're some hotshot or whatever, like, okay, I guess. And, but like, I'm not a vindictive, ego-driven person who has to shove success in someone else's face. I've never been that person. I've never been that person. You know, I know how quickly you can go from doing well to not knowing how the hell you're going to make it. And that can happen fast. And everything I do in my life, from like business, politics, everything I do is for my family. And I'm not going to brag. I'm not going to talk smack. None of it. I don't know if that's like my Catholic guilt getting the best of me or whatever it is. But I don't do that. I've always tried to, you know, prove it, not talk about it, and prove it with results. Don't talk to me, show me, you know. Well, last year, the relationship kind of blew up between myself and our Brent, all because he was triggered by that post that I put on Trump being a bad person. I think the term that they use is snowflake. I don't know. Anyway, well, that night when it was kind of all blowing up, I sent out, I told him, you know, hey, I'll message you in a year. When he said, oh, you're going to be out of business also, I'll message you in a year. Well, this week on Tuesday, it was a year. And so this was the day I put the reminder in my phone, send Brent a message. Tell him you're still here, all this kind of stuff. But again, I'm not that person. I'm not that person. I thought about it. And you know what? I sent a message I sent him the message. I said, you know, hey, and it was, I mean, it wasn't bad. The text read, and I'll read it to you. I said, hey, Brent, a year ago, I said I'd message you in a year after you told me I'd be out of business and that your boys run the scene in Green Bay and you'll be back in a year and the previous owner will take the store over. But hey, it looks like we're still here. And then I said, I hope you're well. I hope 2024 was good to you. And my man, I appreciate and thank you for the extra motivation. And we'll talk next year. That was it. And, you know, the interaction went, I guess, as well as you would expect. You know, I needlessly started a fire with someone that I didn't need to do. And he came back, though, with the usual low IQ retorts. That was like he took a picture of me and VP Harris, along with more low IQ talking points. And we just changed a few messages. But the last one that I sent to him was, you know, again, I truly wish you nothing but the best. Thanks for the motivation. And I thought that what that message was going to make me feel better. I thought that it was I would feel a little vindicated. I thought it would go better than what it did. And it didn't. And I learned something that day. And it was something I already knew. My dad told me this when I was young. You know, the only way that that bad people win is if you let their stupidity hurt you. Don't fall for it. Don't engage. My dad taught me that. I knew it, but I learned it all over again this past week. And I think that if you're going to prove a point, and as long as you're not hurting someone, the best way to do it is just by living your life the best way you possibly can. You know, people will come and go. People will say stupid things. People will hurt you. But the only way those people will win is if you let their stupidity hurt you. And don't fall for that. We are better than that. I learned that again this week, and I wanted to share that because over these next couple of years, boy, we're gonna need that. A lot of that every week, every day. And so I wanted to let you know, don't do what I did. I knew that lesson. But I still let my own, you know, I don't know, ego, I guess, get the best of me. Darn it. But I'm not going to do that again. And you know what? I'm going to talk to you next week. This was a fun one. Thank you to Mark Pocan, Congressman. Thank you to Conrad, the producer. And thank you to Civic Media for letting me say all these weird things on the radio. So thank you so much. We'll see you next week here on the Restroom Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. Have a great one.